The following program is by geeks and for geeks, with all the lack of normalcy that implies. Listener discretion is advised.
Loading Geek 2. Synchronizing Geeks.
Welcome to 3x2 version 2.0, the show that still takes three topics and throws them at two geeks. I am the illustrious Patrick M, sitting in this chair for the moment here in 3x2 Studios, Ohio, because there's of someone being a little bit tired.
I'm Laz T, the pseudo Kiwi. I think I'm still in 3x2 Studios, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yes, looks like it.
It from remote, so that's probably it. On the plus side, at least we're not dealing with a shit machine for this. Luckily, we have something really cool, so let's get to the news. Today's news is a follow-up to our last podcast's news, which was International Tabletop Day. Yay. On that day, it was announced that Season 3 of Tabletop has an Indiegogo funding going on. The site you need to go to is ilovetabletop.com, and we'll, of course, punch a link. Their goal was to raise $500,000. As of recording this, and I'm sure it'll be up in a matter of 2 days, they have $556,000 up so far.
There are still 29 days left at the time of recording.
Yeah, it took 3 or 4 days to blow the top off of it.
Yeah, this is what we call going gangbusters.
Yeah, and we want them to go gangbusters. 500,000 basically gets us 15 cool episodes featuring 15 cool games. They make it to 750,000, we get 20 episodes, which is what we got season 1 and 2. And if they blow out a million, prepare to initiate squee, they will launch the spin-off show featuring RPGs.
Squee!
Yeah. So I've already donated. You're going to donate. Everybody there, go and donate, because I want more tabletop, damn it.
Yes, tabletop is awesome. We are most definitely not worthy.
Woohoo! And that's the news. Okay, today's topic, we're not going to be doing our usual geek-a-thon because somebody's a little bit too tired because, well, go ahead, share the news. I'm not sure if I put up an announcement because I kind of get lost and you've been a little bit sleep-deprived for
a week or two
constantly.
Yes.
Because it was just before I was posting I was working on the episode just after I found out. So,
right.
Go for it.
That's correct. Yes. On the 29th of March of this year, the Hopester and I welcomed our Sprog to the world, a screaming, pooping, peeing machine, eats voraciously more than his father. Our son, Ethan Anthony, was born at 6:13 p.m. and we kept trying to figure out why the Hopester was not looking like she was full term. Even at full term, we found out why. Apparently, she gave birth to a space-saving, economically packaged baby.
Woo and who?
Yes, despite the fact that he is 21 and a half inches long, he folds up into a convenient 6 inches.
Yeah, it's amazing how they don't take up that much space till they're coming out, and then, well, it's, the nice thing, for those of you who haven't seen The Miracle of Birth, if you saw it and you didn't know better, you'd swear that the events afterwards would be if the in effect throwing a hot dog down a hallway, because holy crap, that gets wild down there.
Yeah, I was told repeatedly by people who have children not to look down there, both during the pushing or the moment when the baby comes out, because apparently it will quote unquote ruin me forever.
No, it won't.
I am proud to say that I did look down there, saw the head coming out and the whole baby coming out, and I thought just thought to myself, wow, a vagina is a clown car.
Hey, I've seen two of them myself. I can remember my first one. It was 5 or 6 in the morning. It says, and the succubus goes, I feel something. She was sitting on the crapper at this point. Had been laboring all night and said, I feel something coming out. It doesn't feel like poop. So I take a look down. I say, hang on a second. Don't push. Because, yeah, let's put it this way. What I saw coming out was a head. So, yeah. So, yeah, but I've been there, seen that. Nothing special. It's awesome, but...
Yeah, anybody who gets squeamish at that, you're a bunch of pussies. I mean, I know that we're geeks, but man, you know, we've got cast iron stomachs. You know, I thought to myself, you know what? Yeah, I've punched my my honorary nurse card when I nursed the first of the unfortunate victims. I mean, my first wives to death. I thought that everything would be fine, and I punched my card and that was it. And I thought, oh my god, everybody's like, oh my god, it looks so gross and so grotesque. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is nothing.
Yeah. Point of clarification: you said you nursed her to death. You nursed her until she died. You didn't nurse her to death.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Let's.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to cover your ass for any liability reasons until the statute of limitations runs out. Wait, did I say that out loud? Oh, I'm going. We're going straight to hell for that one.
Yeah. It's a good thing that we're departing from our usual format for this episode. Well, however, the whole process, I mean, what was really kind of cool was that I was still finishing my senior thesis as the Hopester was going into active labor. So the morning of the day that our son was born, I was finally getting final content from one of my teammates and was finishing the assembly and submission of my senior thesis. As I understand, if I remember my times
push,
correctly.
Click, 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 push, click, 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 push, click, click, go. Oh, click
not
faster.
Quite that bad, but close. Not, I think it was a 4-hour window. I submitted everything, and then about 4 hours later, the boy was here with us.
Oh, well, you had plenty of time then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you do get around to the second one, don't expect that much of a window.
Well, yeah. Well, we were the thing was that the whole process for the Hopester actually went pretty quick. You know, they started her on the medication to help things move along at 7:30 a.m. And again, less than 12 hours later, poop, out comes the baby.
Only 12 hours? Let's see here. Yeah, that means plenty of no sleep.
Yeah, and the whole process of actually getting the legs up in the stirrups and pushing was an affair that took a grand total of 11 minutes.
Yeah, I remember the first one, we had a midwife for the first one, and no stirrups, just kind of spread them out. Okay, just there we go. That's good.
Whoa.
It was a slow process, but it was a slow process because had to get the drugs in, rock the Pitocin, and it's like,
I agree with the Hopester when she says that stuff is evil.
Yeah, I've seen it in action. Yeah, it sucks, but it gets the job done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, the whole process itself, I was actually great. It was the Hopester... did amazingly well. She handled it like a trooper, and you know, to be honest with you, she was more of a man than I was that day.
Yeah, of all the faults I can cite to my ex, I can't knock anybody for giving birth. I mean, it takes some serious gonads of the feminine type to pull it out.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can. Yeah, there's no real slamming unless you're one of those ones that whines for 48 hours because everything hurts. It's like, yeah, of course everything hurts. It sucks. I'm glad I'm not the one having to do it. Never say that to him, though, or you'll have something stabbed through your neck in about 3 seconds.
Yes, yes.
The baby will be half out. They will come through with chainsaw and stab you in the eye twice.
Yep, they will. They will do that. They're good like that. They're absolutely good like that.
Enough said. So let's get on. Let's just move on, and I'm not even going to worry about putting bumpers in this because obviously you're too tired for me to care.
Right. We're just
rolling. That made no sense. So what's it been like so far since the glorious and blessed event? Yeah, pretty much.
What?
By the way, just to clarify, you did end up staying every night at both nights at the hospital till they came home, right?
Correct. I stayed the night, the Friday night with her as they were preparing her to be induced.
Yep.
Then stayed, obviously, the next two nights as we prepared to take baby home.
Yeah. Now, personal experience, I went home. I got some good sleep. You didn't get any good sleep, did you?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I told you to get some sleep, didn't I?
You did. And, of course, I stuck by the Hopester and and endured the Chair of Doom. And I like to say that if nothing else, I've cut my chops on that whole experience.
Next time you're going to say, honey, you can sleep just as well as you have to sleep here. If I go home and sleep, I'll be more refreshed. So when you come home, I'll be ready to go and won't be sleep deprived for at least a day. I stay here, I'll be sleep deprived with you to start.
Actually, I think I might go and tell her that I'm going to go sleep folded into the shape of a pretzel, because I'm pretty sure it'll be more comfortable than sleeping in that chair.
So I'm guessing you've been averaging, okay, I'm awake, amount of sleep.
Yeah, it came down to that. The biggest challenge has been, of course, going back to work after this. I had 8 days off, and in all, I had 10 days off with my usual days off. But yeah, getting back into the groove at work, it's a slow process. But
you're getting back into the groove somehow? How'd you manage that?
Caffeine. Lots of caffeine.
I don't think they make that much caffeine.
Like epic amounts. Like, you know, actually, you know, almost to the point where it's almost power thirst levels. I would become uncomfortably energetic.
Are you drinking coffee yet?
Not yet.
You're okay. You're not there yet then. Trust me. It's about all that works. Well, but that's the fun part.
Yes, the sleeplessness, the uncomfortable chair of doom, the being woken in the middle of the night because they have to do vitals on both mother and baby. Yeah, that's kind of sucky.
I told you. Why did I suddenly get special? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, being a dad yourself, obviously you had all these experiences under your belt. And yeah, well, I suppose next time I'll have them under my belt. But
on the plus side, changing shitty diapers isn't as bad as you'd think.
Actually, that's probably been one of the least frustrating experiences. Changing a shitty nappy has been, whatever. The cool thing is that since he's being breastfed, there is no smell to it, so we're good to go. Yeah. Now, when he gets on solid food, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Then I'll be cursing that child.
I'm just waiting for you to have the first shit up the back explosion episode.
Ooh, no, close though. We have had a couple of blots, not quite all the way up the back, but filled to the brim of the leg bands and halfway up the nappy back. We have had.
Yeah, it gets worse from here. So.
Yeah, and then of course there's the whole thing where we flip a coin whenever we hear the wonderful noise of pooping to determine whether it's just a fat or whether it's actually taking a crap.
Actually, give it about 30 seconds and you can tell. because it's steaming. But I won't.
Well, there's that also, and the whole whether or not he starts getting really cranky.
Yeah, well, let's see here. That happens every couple, 2 or 3 hours, so how can you tell?
Exactly.
But yeah, on the plus side, you get over the no sleep and get them sleeping to a decent amount and eating, and you only have to change two or three shit diapers in the day, and you get the fun of your first blocking the pee stream that he shoots at you. You haven't had that problem yet, have you?
No, and I will say that I'm very proud of my boy, though. The first thing he did when I put him in the fast food warmer was he pissed all over the pediatrician.
I can top that. I pissed on my mother. They held me up, showed me to her, and I took the whiz because I am awesome that way. It's like, take that, mama!
Well, see, that's the thing. You spent your first moments being alive with her. She spent your first moments being alive being pissed on, and then spent the rest of her life being pissed off.
This is fun.
Yes. So please tell me it gets better. Please tell me there are some benefits to having children, especially as a geek father.
Let's see here. I didn't have the finances or knowledge of the site, but they've got. Have you gotten any cool Star Trek onesies yet?
No, and I am going to have to look into that because I think I mentioned it previously during a conversation that I have had the wonderful milestone of being able to watch Star Trek with the boy already, and of course,
not that he gave a rat's ass, but
of course, but still, hey, it counts to me. We watched Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan together. And of course, then I was bitterly disappointed because I found out 2 days later that he and the wife watched Star Trek Into Darkness together.
Well, just remember, that's pseudo Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're okay because you got to watch, it wasn't Abrams Trek, you got to watch good Trek.
Exactly.
Although, except for a little bit of the cheese, I still like Into Darkness. Sorry. But oh well. Let's see. Go on. Any other interesting things that have happened so far in the last couple weeks, besides being not conversational, busy as hell, sleep deprived, and wondering how many more times you have to change a shitty diaper?
Yeah, I think I'm
That's pretty much your life, isn't it?
It is. And I honestly have to say, I think I got into more than I expected, but it has been pretty cool because at the end of a long day coming home from work, the Hopester and the baby are here, and at least one of them is happy to see me. The other one's kind of ambivalent. Not sure which one at this point, but
let's see here. I'm looking at onesies on ThinkGeek right now. There's Star Trek uniform. Hold on, I'll send you the link so that you can look at what I'm looking at because it's awesome. And it's cool here. There we go. There's Wonder. Superhero body suits, Star Trek uniforms. Oh, there's a little Princess Leia one. That would have been cool to slap Lauren into. Oh well. Yeah. I kind of missed one of these. But I have got my kids some geek t-shirts, and oh, there's the self-rescuing princess. That's awesome. Yeah, my daughter has one of those shirts, and that is cooler than cool.
That is actually amazingly cool. I am looking at the Star Trek onesies, and I'm thinking at some point we're gonna have to get one of these for the boy. I might leave it until he's a bit bigger. Red shirt. Yeah, I thought about that, but I'd probably go with the cadet. The Starfleet Academy cadet.
You're right. That's a little darker. It'll hide shit stains better.
That's right. See, thinking practically.
Yeah. Rule number one, always think about shit stains every time. Yeah. I could give you an entire book of things to expect and when you've been expecting, and they're awesomer. Ooh. Oh, there's always the little vampire pacifier. That's the coolest thing. I'm just looking at these things because these are all cool stuff.
Yeah, ThinkGeek seems to be a pretty good resource for wonderful geek kid items.
clarification, we're not sponsored by them. If they were sponsoring us, they'd be throwing us about now because this is a pointless and cool discussion. But like I said, the cool thing about the greatest thing now is that we get to live through our kids just a little bit. Not the live through our kids, try to force them into a mold and drive them insane to make them hate our guts. They'll hate our guts enough anyway when they get
older.
We'll
give them plenty of reasons to hate us.
The cool thing is that you get to share all your cool stuff. Like, I like movies and music and games and all that stuff, and I've been able to do those things with my kids that my parents didn't exactly do with me. I think we played one or two board games when I was a kid. I have played more board games in one day with my daughter than I've played with my parents in my entire life.
Wow.
Now, we played plenty of hands of euchre. That's a different story. That's still better than nothing. And I think the last Christmas, was it Christmas or Thanksgiving? I can't remember which. We did apples to apples. That was kind of fun. Not as fun as, say, if we were doing Cards Against Humanity fun, but...
Yeah, that's a game I look forward to playing with my child at some point, provided it's still around when he's old enough to play.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be around. It just, you've got another 15 years, 10, 15 years. I'd at least say get them to puberty before you start breaking out the Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Because I also say Lauren was struggling with apples to apples a little bit. Once we got the cards, that was... So, yeah, I don't think she could really handle cards yet. Something about being the most perverted person in the world wouldn't exactly work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you have to look forward to is you got a kid that you get to start training to roll dice as soon as he figures out how to roll dice and count.
That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Because... Okay, I think we lost him. Let's break this up. Hold on. Let me smack this. Let me try a bumper here.
Oh, that's all the time we have for this episode. This has been 3x2. I'm Laz, do the pseudo Kiwi.
Oh. Christ on a crutch. You're not even vaguely awake, are you? And I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
Be sure to check us out on our Twitter feed at 3x2 Studios, on our website at 3x2cast.com, and...
Oh, good. He fell asleep before we got to the Twitter. I know, to the Facebook. Awesome. Yoo-hoo! I think we'll let him sleep now. We're out!
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.